Here's a thought I'm titling, Trust Your Gut. Yesterday, I was discussing the 270 image captures of the rock walls of Capitol Reef that I photographed in 2012, and I described how I only recently, here now 14 years later, discovered a possible processing for those images that's of interest, that I think I can develop into a project that I'm quite excited about. But there's an interesting aspect of this story that's not necessarily obvious, and that's what I'd like to discuss today. In reviewing the 270 image captures, I found 37 that worked with this new processing idea. How do I know? What does it mean, it worked with this new processing idea? But before I address that question, we should probably talk about the logistics of how I evaluated those 270 images. Once I had taken one of those images and figured out a way to process it that had this new aesthetic and that I kind of liked, I saved that as a preset. Then I simply applied that preset to all 270 images and started flipping through them one at a time. And I found 37 that worked with this new processing idea. But that leads to a fascinating question, which is, how do we know? What prompted me to reject the other 233 images out of the full collection? And I think you can see how this applies to every time we sit down and try to do some processing with an image. How do we know when it's, quote, a good image, or that we've pursued it properly? Or even at the end of that process, how do we know when we're done? And that's where I think this business about trusting your gut comes into mind. I think of Edward Weston and the title of an early aperture book of his work called The Flame of Recognition. I've always thought that was a lovely idea because that's essentially how it feels to me when I go through something like these 270 images and I'm looking at them as potential candidates for a project. As I flip through them one at a time, I'll either have a flat reaction, meh, no big deal, or I'll have a gut reaction that just excites me, that I think that is a winner. That's what I mean by trust your gut reaction. If you don't have a little bit of a thrill, a little bit of hair on the back of your neck standing up when you look at an image, then maybe it's not a candidate for this project, or it's not a candidate for this processing that might lead to a project. Sometimes when I'm doing this kind of review, I find that an image is close, but not quite perfect with the preset. So I'll do a little tweaking to it, which will move it off of the preset, but emphasize what I want to emphasize and improve it a little bit, so that now maybe I want to keep it in the collection and consider it further. Sometimes, even after I do a little tweaking, I think, nope, this one's just not going to make it. But that criteria of keep it or not keep it, work it or not work it, include it or excise it from the project, all of that has to come from a sort of gut feel. And in that regard, I've found it best to go with my first reaction. When I flip to a new image, if I don't have an immediate gut reaction to it, it's probably not going to survive the cut. And when I flip to a new image and I get that immediate hit, that's a good indication that this image is going to survive. So I keep it, at least until the next review. So trust your gut. And if it wasn't obvious in my first description of this, I should point out this is one of the great tools about Lightroom, is this simple logistical thing that once we've determined how to process an image and we save it to a preset, it's very easy to apply that to, in this case, 270 images, and then do a review of how they look post-processing. And if my gut tells me this has got potential, I keep it. And if it doesn't, then I can simply reset the image back to its default and move on. When I've talked about this in workshop scenarios, I often get the question, yes, but what if you can't trust your gut? And my position has always been that you can trust your gut, although as time goes on and you work more and more projects and you finish more and more projects, your trust in that first reaction will grow. And I think that way because what I think is really happening here is that when you see the image and you get that reaction to trust your gut and it says, yeah, this is a winner, what that means is the image is looking like your subconscious wants it to look. And it may have been working on that image for a long, long time. As you've heard me say in so many of these thoughts, the great Anais Nin quote, do not speak unless spoken through. This is what I'm talking about. When you flip to that new image and you're immediately excited by it, that happens because there is some sympathetic vibration between what you're seeing and what you're feeling. That's why you can trust your gut.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.